Governor Beebe had a preliminary vote count for both chambers of the legislature. He said with 77 votes, the House has the 3/4 vote required for legislation to pass, but the Senate is a couple votes short. Beebe said there's support for a short-term fix, capping premium increases at 10%, by using state surplus funds and money from school districts, but there's less support for proposed long-term fixes. He said it needs to be sorted out before a special session is called.
I was here when other governors have called special sessions without having it decided even beforehand, and you end up spending 25, 30 days and hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' dollars while everybody just argues about something with no consensus on it. That's not what special sessions should be like.
However, Republican leader Bruce Cozart of Hot Springs says he'd like to see disagreements over long-term funding settled by bringing lawmakers together.
You know, I can only speak from the Republican side of our caucus. There was a lot of debate on this yesterday. There's some people, you know, most everybody's on board, but there's still some issues that need to be discussed. But I think everybody's ready to have a session and then put this on the table and then discuss it in the committees.
Cozart says the proposed long-term fix using funds from 8 school districts meeting minimum funding requirements per student without the full collection of property taxes is objectionable to some of his colleagues. Cozart says at this point they don't yet have an alternative solution. Governor Beebe said the issue is time-sensitive because school districts need to prepare their staff for available options.
They've got to get the notices out for the public school employees to be able to choose a plan. And they've got to do that by the 1st of November. And so they've got to have a couple weeks to prepare the materials.
Beebe says he has no timetable for legislators, but he's willing to call a special session immediately in the event of a legislative consensus. Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.